Broadcasting live from just off 4th Street in beautiful St. Pete, Florida. Covering the entire 813 and the 727, this is Tampa Bay's new morning crew.
3, 2, 1.
Ah, you made it. It's Friday, 995 QYK. What's up? JR, Lana, and Kevin here. Excited to be with you. And a packed show today. Packed. We're going to have Hillsborough County Public Schools Superintendent Addison Davis on the show this morning at 6:35. I know a lot of people want to hear this. We put it up on our Facebook page last night with his picture, and people are commenting about questions they wanted to hear. We're going to get to as many as we can. But again, this is not a show where we try to pin somebody down or anything like that. We're going to ask some questions. We're asking for clarification, basically,
right,
on things that are going on, all right? So we have people on this show, Kevin, yourself, that have kids that are in that district, so it means something to this show, and we will talk to them about that coming up at 6:35. Also, I have a bone to pick with Brett Young about the World Series. We will be calling him out and making a little wager about the World Series, because apparently the guy's a Dodgers fan, and I know some things about him where he should not be a Dodgers fan.
So Dodgers versus Rays.
Correct. So at 8:10, we will be calling him out a little bit. So it's going to be a good show today. We're going to have a lot of fun. Of course, your Hollow Scream tickets at 7:40. And we're just getting ready for the weekend.
Woohoo, it's Friday!
What do you got going on? You got the boyfriend's birthday tonight, right?
Well, yeah, it's the weekend is going to be his birthday. It's not till next week, but we're going to celebrate all weekend, so.
Of course. What are y'all doing tonight?
Well, I'm hoping for no rain because it's going to be a boat day.
Today is?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, as soon as I'm out of here, you know.
Well, I didn't think you were going to take one from here, but yeah, I got it.
That'd be awesome.
Kev, what do you got planned for the weekend? Soccer game?
Soccer game tomorrow. My wife's sister will be in town with my nephew, so I'm going to spend some time with the nephew, and yeah, should be good. And then got the Rays, obviously, going on, so yep. Got to spend some time at night. And then the Bucks game got moved from Sunday Night Football to 4 o'clock Sunday, so now I don't have to worry about both games at the same time Sunday night, so
nice.
Actually is great.
All right, very cool. Well, let's hear what you're doing up right now. We want to know. We know we're not the only ones up this early, so hit us up, 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. What in the world are you doing up right now? It's 995 QIK. Well, first of all, we know there's a lot of frustration going on, especially for parents, students, and teachers in the Hillsborough County Public Schools, especially with the announcement this week about budget cuts. So we wanted to do our best to give you as much information as we could on this, and obviously it is a personal issue to Kevin, who has two kids in the district. Lana's boyfriend has three kids in the district, and I know a lot of you listening right now are affected by this. So, Superintendent Addison Davis has made time for us this morning. Good morning, Mr. Davis. How are you?
Good morning. How's it going?
It's going all right. We appreciate you taking the time. I want to say that first and foremost, I know you've been having a lot of meetings and conferences and whatnot set up since this whole pandemic, but also from this recent decision on these budget cuts. So I guess we'll just jump right into the decision that you've made this week about the budget cuts. What brings us to this decision? What factors went into this? And what does it mean, you know, basically for students?
Yes, sir. I mean, you know, right now, you know, we are really unhealthy financially. You know, I inherited a $32 million fund balance decrease. And at the same time, we found additional $40 million. So being $72 million in the hole puts us in a tight spot. And when 96% plus a percent of our employees are based on school-level employees, administration, teachers, support staff, you know what, you have to be able to look and make hard decisions to ensure that we make payroll every 2 weeks. So
right.
Just being able to look at it overall financially, I mean, these are decisions openly that I do not want to make,
right.
But I just have to be able to make them and make staff adjustments. So one thing we did really well is that we eliminated 424 unfilled vacancies to protect permanent teachers. But we did have to identify, you know, close to 300 teachers that were overstaffed at our school to be able to do staff adjustments and put them in a pool where they have to go from one school base to another related on student enrollment. But in the end, we did have to release up to 60 temporary educators that were hired after August 14th.
Hillsborough County Public Schools Superintendent Addison Davis on the phone with us right now. You know, with these eliminations of these teachers, will this affect students as far as class sizes go or any other, you know, programs that may have to be eliminated?
Yeah, we're going to protect every program, art, music, PE, advanced courses, IB courses. We will protect that program. However, we have to follow the model related to the number of teachers that are generated by students. Now, we will see some impact, and the only way it affects students with new teachers, but we watch class size every single day through our class size report. We will continue to protect them. What becomes a little bit odd right now is that we have e-learners and we're remote learners and we have brick and mortar. So we're trying to find that balance to further protect, but we're on it every single day.
And I'm sure, as you expected, you were going to see some pushback on this because it is a shocking thing. Like you said, it's a decision that you don't want to make. It's not an attractive one. What's the biggest question or concern that you have received since this announcement of the budget cuts?
You know, I'm a parent as well, and anytime that, you know, when my daughter, she's here in high school, ninth grade, and I just give an example, you know, I understand that she builds relationships with our teachers, and that relationship and that bond is established. And when you disrupt that bond, it creates angst. And I understand it from a parent's perspective. I understand what other parents are going through, but this has got to be led in a business perspective. And while we have the heart to make certain we protect our children and we have stability, if we don't make these hard decisions now, there's a potential of the state coming in and running us financially. And this was inherited. And we're just trying, our backs are against the wall to make some very tough decisions. And it's unfortunate, but I got to make it today so we can get healthier tomorrow.
Now, when you talk about the state coming in and helping financially, is there a way to, apply for relief so you didn't have to make these cuts? Or is that just not on the table? How does that work?
Yeah, it's really not on the table. We're thankful we got some federal money to help us with achievement gap, with e-learning, to buy devices, Wi-Fi, curriculum, to do those types of things. But there's no money on the table to help an organization that had money and have kind of spent it in some manners that overall that I wouldn't have done so. But that's the status that we are in. We're over-allocated at schools, and my job is to kind of address it. I've already eliminated $8 million of district personnel as well. My job through this entire process was to protect permanent teachers, and we did just that.
I think a lot of us, we work for businesses that have all gone through financial hardships during this pandemic. And do you think we'll be able to see more teachers coming back into the school district when things maybe start getting a little bit better down the road?
Yeah, we're going to do a really aggressive marketing push in November, and that's going to be able to get our children back. Because right now we're down over 3,000 students, and you take that and you multiply that by 7,600 students, and that's $22+ million. So we've got to have a solid marketing plan to let individuals know that, we're here for them, so that when the second semester starts in January, that we can try to pull some of our students back, because we have done a really nice job creating a safe place during COVID and protecting the health and the wellness of not only our students, but our employees as well.
All right. Well, listen, you kind of answered the question right there, Mr. Davis. I would ask you one more thing. What is something, because we've had a lot of questions from parents, what is something you would tell them right now as far as maybe the state of the union or how going forward, what to feel good about?
Right now, I just ask our parents to hang in there with us. We're going to get through this together. I've been forced to make some, unpopular decisions, but they're best for the organization, and we'll get there. And for during this time, during a pandemic, anybody that has any mental health concerns, we're here not only to develop the whole child, but develop the whole family. So reach out to us. We're here to help you. We're here to care for you, and look forward to being a partner in this work.
Well, there he is, Hillsborough County Public Schools Superintendent Addison Davis. Cannot thank you enough for your time this morning, sir. And I understood you took the job in March 2020, which is tough. By the way, I took this job right around the same time, so I feel you on that. It's been a crazy year, but we appreciate your efforts. Hopefully this has brought some clarification to some people that maybe were just reading it in the paper or just heard bits and pieces about it, but we appreciate your time, and we're wishing you nothing but luck in your district.
Thank you so very much, guys.
All right, take care. It's tough. I mean, it is. I know people are so frustrated. You can comment on Facebook. We have it up there for you. We're hoping that he'll read some of those comments as well. But there's, on our show, we're just trying to give you information.
Right.
So we're not going to hammer the guy. It is what it is. So that's your time to vent on there. We try to take as many questions from Facebook that you guys posted to get to him as much as we could.
There's a lot of frustration. We understand. And that's why, like JR said, we want to get the information out to you, as best as right. we can. So,
well, if you missed the interview or you just caught the end of it, we will have it up for you at 995 QIK and probably in less than an hour. So So we'll get you hooked up on that. And coming up next, we will have a feel-good story for you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QYK. Time for your feel-good story. And this one is pretty awesome. Kevin and I were laughing about this off the air, but I love this person's approach to trick-or-treating.
Well, you know, it's been an issue this year. It's like, you know, are you going to let the kids trick-or-treat? Do you want the kids coming up to the homes? Is it safe to pass out candy? So this guy invented a great way to launch the candy to the kids.
What could go wrong?
Well, sorry.
What could go wrong?
Well, I mean, me not hitting the right button would be one of those things. Here we go.
Safely. We thought we could try and come up with a creative way to throw candy at kids safely. With everything going on, everybody just needs to feel happy. You know, find something to laugh at. So I guess we'll have to get extra candy this year. Peanut butter cups.
By the way, that noise is the launcher. He's just shelling out candy.
Doesn't sound like it's going at a soft pace.
No.
How many pieces are being launched out of this thing?
I don't have that information at this point, but it sounds like a lot.
It does.
It sounds like it's really coming through.
You'll probably have to search the yard for him, yeah. Whatever.
But anyway, it's good that people are trick-or-treating. Just watch out for that house.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
But it is kind of a good idea.
If you don't hurt anybody, I guess.
Yeah, but, don't take an eye out.
Oh, man, I love it. All right, that's your I Feel Good story coming up. Your First Responder Friday. Want to honor a first responder in our community? We'll do it at 7:05. Here's Luke Bryan, One Margarita on 99.5 QYK.
No one understands the dedication and sacrifice it takes to be a first responder better than their loved ones. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew would like to honor someone in our community. It's First Responder Friday on 99.5 QYK.
Well, we love doing this, honoring a first responder in our community right now. We got Dustin on the phone this morning who wants to honor someone. Good morning, Dustin.
Morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. What part of town do you live in?
I am from Fishhawk.
Very nice. And you want to recognize one of your friends today as our first responder.
I do. I want to recognize Nick Hill.
Okay. And tell us about Nick. What does he do? Where does he work?
Nick is a firefighter for Hillsborough County Fire Rescue. He recently just got into an accident here at on a call. His attitude never changed. Stayed a happy firefighter. Was able to continue paramedic school, going through everything. And I just wanted to give him a quick shout out.
Yeah, I mean, now is he on the mend? I mean, how's he doing? How's his recovery going?
I'm pretty sure he's back on the street. I just checked the manpower, and he's back.
Wow. It's funny, those first responders, when you talk to them, they can't wait to get back out there. It's like, I know I'm hurt, but I got to go help people that are hurt. So.
Right.
No, he was so excited to get back. He had the mentality of wanting to get back and was super excited to get back out there.
You know, and obviously it sounds like you guys have been friends for a long time. Tell us about some of the other fun things that you guys have done together.
Well, actually, he's actually just the firefighter. I know him through personal people, but I was able to hear stories about him always being happy, and I just wanted to give him a quick shout out.
Well, good for you, man. That's awesome,
really nice.
Dustin. What do you do for work, Dustin?
I'm also a firefighter for Hillsborough County.
Well, brother, we appreciate what you do as well.
Right.
Well, thank you, guys.
So you acknowledge all of the work that he is doing, and yet you're one yourself, so you know what this is. Do you guys work together?
We've never worked together yet.
Okay.
You're a great guy.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, Dustin. Well, appreciate it, man. Give our love to Nick. You guys stay safe on the job, and we wish you well.
Will do, guys. Thank you guys so much.
Absolutely, man. All right. Well, listen, you can nominate someone for First Responder Friday or Military Monday right now. Takes about 2 minutes at 995QYK.com.
time now for the second date update on 99.5 QYK.
Danielle on the phone with us this morning, trying to get some help with a date she went on with Ben. It's JR, Lana, and Kevin right now. They met kind of in a conventional way, I guess, these days on Match.com. Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
Good morning. I love you guys. I just want to say that, and I listen to you every morning.
Oh, well, that's all we need to hear. Good. Have a great day. We appreciate you. No, I'm just kidding. Well, let's see if we can return the favor and help you out, all right? We appreciate you reaching out to us. So tell us about this guy, Ben.
Yeah. I mean, I always listen to these bits, and I never thought I would be that person. And then here I am.
Dreams come true.
So, like, we met on Match.com, and we went to, it was, like, he's very attractive, and, you know, we had a good conversation back and forth, and then we went on a date to Rocco's Tacos.
Nice.
And we talked about everything, and we clicked, and he is such a well-rounded guy. Like, he has a great family, he has a wonderful job, like, he owns a home, you know, he's just really responsible. He goes to church, which is important to me. And we have the same interests. And we just talked and talked, and it was wonderful. So I thought it went really well. And oh, yeah, and he also wants to, you know, settle down. And that's what I'm also looking for. So it's so nice to meet someone and talk to them about that. But I thought there would be a second date, and now he's not really returning my messages.
Wow. Okay.
He sounds a great guy.
So that's cool. I mean, so yeah. One thing that stuck out to me is you didn't feel like he was looking for a fling. He's looking for something serious, looking for something long term. So that's good. And that's important to you, right?
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. How did you guys leave the date? Did you feel like it was open-ended, or did you feel like you guys were going to go back out?
Yeah, it sounded like, well, you know, we said, this is really nice. He kissed me on the cheek. He's a gentleman, though.
Nice.
You know, so that felt nice. And then he said, we'll be in touch, and we smile at each other, and it seemed great.
All right. Well, what the heck is going on with Ben? We got to find out,
all
right?
Let's call him and find out what's happening.
So, Danielle, here's how it works. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to try to call Ben, okay?
Yeah.
All right, hang on. Trying to help out Danielle. She sounds super sweet. It's a 7:15 second date update. JR, Lana, Kevin here. She thinks she found, like, the perfect match on Match. And felt like Ben and her, like, what they were looking for, aligned right away.
Yeah, they're both kind of on the same page about wanting to settle down, not looking for a fling. And she thought there was going to be a second date, but unfortunately, she ain't hearing from Ben. So
yeah, we don't really know what's going on. Lana literally swiveled her neck when she said that.
Yes, that happened.
There was some attitude right there. All right. We're going to try to call Ben right now, see what's going on.
Hello?
Hi, this is Ben.
This is Ben.
Hey, Ben, this is JR, Lana, and Kevin over here at 99.5 QYK. We're Tampa Bay's morning crew. Have you heard of us?
Of course I've heard of the station. I listen to it all the time.
All right, cool, man. Well, we're on in the morning, and we're calling you to see if we can talk to you on the air, actually.
Do
you have a couple of minutes? I know it sounds weird. It'll just take a couple of minutes.
Sure.
All right, cool. Well, I appreciate that. We wanted to ask you about this girl that you went on a date with, actually. It was Danielle, and I guess you guys met on Match. You guys went to Rocco's?
Rocco's Tacos.
Did you say Danielle?
Yeah, Danielle.
Huh. Okay. Hi, boy.
I'll just tell you what she told us. You guys went to Rocco's Tacos. She had a great time with you. She said that you and her really aligned on what you guys want in life, and she thought you were a complete gentleman. But she kind of wants to know what's going on now because she hasn't heard back from you after your guys' date at Rocco's Tacos.
I felt like I was on a job interview.
What do you mean by that?
She wanted to know, you know, what kind of car I drive, how much money I make, do I have benefits, how are my parents?
And benefits?
What's your dental plan like?
It was almost like she was scripting notes under the chair. Like, I've never felt so uncomfortable in my life. It almost seemed like she wanted to start having kids. I mean, great. I know love at first sight and mutual attraction. that sounds fine and dandy, but this girl wants to make babies like yesterday.
Oh, no. So she said she wants kids.
No, I'm serious. She asked me in those hypothetical situations, if I was to have children, would I have a boy and a girl, a boy, two boys? It's like, are you kidding me? We're talking about like the linguine here. I don't understand what's going on.
Well, do you want kids, Ben?
You know, don't get me wrong. You know, I want kids. It's just, you know, maybe not for about 5, 6, 7 years. And I don't want to have them, you know, next week. I mean,
you just felt like she was a little intense and she's a little
this girl was super intense.
So you feel like she's on a faster track than you are when it comes to settling down, family, the whole deal.
I've never been on a faster track in my life.
Okay. All right, so here's the deal, Ben.
I mean,
Ben, we actually have Danielle on the phone, and I want to bring her back on because that's how we got your number.
Yes.
Danielle?
Yeah, I'm here.
Were you kind of putting the full court press on?
I don't understand, because why were you on Match.com then? That's like what that app is for.
I was on to meet people that I hope I have something in common with. I don't want to start a family tomorrow. It just seemed like you were talking about buying homes. I'm trying to think of a conversation, and you're talking about what a ranch level or a buy level. I'm thinking, what are we talking about here?
But I thought that's what Match.com is. You should be on, like, Tinder.
Yes.
Plenty of Fish.
You settle down
and have a family.
You find a common ground, and you get to know them, and then you date, and you hope it works out for the best. You don't meet someone and then start planning your family. I'm sorry.
All right, well, Ben, let me stop you for that. Let me let Danielle talk about... Danielle, give us your perspective here on what you're looking for dating wise, like after a first date, because you guys went on one date. So
what are you expecting?
Well, the thing is that on Match, it asks you all these questions so that you can really connect with someone who has the same goals as you and like life and dating, and you have all the same ones as me. And when we talked on the app, you were like very into, you know, being settled down, and we even mentioned kids and you were okay with it. So then you come and you like switch, and now it's like, oh, you just want to like live your life and be wanderlust. Like,
all right, Danielle, can I ask you something real quick? When
what?
You watch movies, do you watch them on fast forward or do you just watch them play out?
Dang.
Crazy talk.
Danielle, do you feel like you can kind of understand that you came off maybe a little strong?
No.
Okay.
Because why is he on Match?
Really?
Then? It's fine to have some time to get to know each other, but obviously you have to go over your goals to make sure if it's going to line up. And we're not like 18 anymore, so we got to know like if it's going to work.
I agree.
Also, I need to have a baby in the next 2 or 3 years.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
That's it.
Then, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, you're putting a time limit on procreation. Not for me. I mean, you have to understand where I'm coming from.
Would you be willing, Danielle, to maybe slow it down a little bit and just kind of let things play out? And if that were the case, Ben, would you be willing to go on another date with Danielle?
I would.
Oh!
If she backed slowly, fast.
Really?
Danielle.
Yes.
Wow.
What about that?
Here we go.
Oh. Yes, as long as he promises that we can have a baby in under 5 years.
Oh, no.
Maybe you should go get a puppy and see how that goes first.
Oh, no.
No, I'm good. I'm done. I've heard enough.
Wait, now you're not going to go out
with
her?
I mean, that was... She asked for
after
a promise.
5 years, yeah. After 5 years, no. I mean, she's still putting a time limit on a child. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, listen, Danielle, you're going to find the one that's perfect for you, that maybe is on the same timeline as you. I would encourage you maybe not to share all of that on your next date, but that's up to you. Ben, thanks for coming on with us. Thanks for hearing her out. And I wish you both luck, okay?
No problem. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks, guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QYK, JR, Alana, Kevin here talking about our 715 second date update between Ben and Danielle. Danielle knows exactly what she wants and she knows when she wants it, and that is, I want kids, I want a family in the next few years. And Ben heard all this. He goes, man, I feel like I was on a job interview. Like, all these questions, like, what do I do? What are my benefits like? Do I own a home? You know, it just was a lot coming at him. And he was just like, I don't know. But then he goes, all right, yeah, I'll give you another chance. You just need to calm down a little bit and get to know me, because he liked her.
Yeah.
And then Danielle goes, I go, is that cool with you, Danielle? Can you calm down? I mean, is it cool?
First thing out of her mouth was.
What I said was, would it be cool maybe just do this a little bit slower and just kind of hang out? And her response was?
First thing out of her mouth was, as long as you promised we could have a baby in like 2 years.
Oh, boy. Sometimes you just kind of miss the point. Christina's on I-4 right now. Christina, what'd you think?
Oh, my God. Okay, first off, you can be on Match.com and want all of that stuff, but on the first date, you should be asking questions like, where did you grow up?
Right.
And how many siblings do you have? What's your favorite color? Not, hey, are you going to impregnate me?
Like, yes.
I mean, she took it one step further, and he agreed to a second date, and then she's just like, okay, so can we have a baby in 5 years? Like, first off, let's maybe get to a second date before we even think about that.
Well, and the thing is, don't you want to get to know
him?
The guy that you want to maybe possibly be a father to children?
Maybe see his house first, meet his family, his parents,
find out if he's just a whack job.
You don't even know if he's going to be a good father. Not just
right.
That he won't, but,
true.
I mean, you're planning on having kids with someone. What if he's an axe murderer and you don't even know?
You never know these days if they're an axe murderer.
Just kidding. You got to check that box first.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Man, that was a lot. If you missed that, just for entertainment purposes, you got to hear that on our podcast, or it'll be on our QYK Instagram or Facebook page. Here's a perfect song for that one. It's called Big, Big Plans. It's new from Chris Lane on 995 QYK. And your Hallow Scream tickets coming up next for you. Thanks for having us on. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, cities in St. Pete right now, 995 QYK. We're playing a little game called Name That Candy for Hallow Scream tickets. Here's how it works, Cindy. I'm going to have Lana describe a candy to you, and then you have to guess which one it is, all right?
Okay.
All right, here we go, Lana.
This candy probably has one of the most popular jingles, one you haven't heard in about 20 years, but you still know all the words to it. It was created in 1920 in West Haven, Connecticut. This candy consists of shredded sweetened coconut coated in dark chocolate with nuts. Its original slogan, indescribably delicious, was created as a contest to come up with the two best words to sell candy. A man named Leon Weiss actually came up with that slogan, and he won a grand total of $10 for it.
Ooh.
This candy bar has inspired another candy bar, which they call its sister.
I think the coconut might give it away, Cindy.
It has to.
So Almond Joy.
Yeah!
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
She wasn't sure, but she had.
That was awesome.
I think there was a question mark at the end of her answer, but that's all right. It counts.
Well, I wasn't sure if it was Mounds or Almond Joy.
It's both.
Oh, my gosh.
Which one has
candy.
The nut in it?
That would be Mounds. No, Almond Joy.
Yes, Almond Joy. You're all over it this morning.
That's right.
I am.
All right, Hallow Scream tickets for you. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so happy.
Hold on for me.
Okay.
All right, coming up, obviously, game 3 tonight of the World Series, Dodgers-Rays. Brett Young is claiming to be a Dodgers fan, but I have a few issues with this, and I'm about to call him out on it, all right? It's coming up at 8:10. Till then, nonstop music. Well, well, well. On the phone today, we have a guy named Brett Young. Brett, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Let's get the pleasantries out of the way now. First of all,
how's the baby?
Happy birthday to little Presley. Turned one.
She did. Thank you. She's great. She's so much fun, and we're at that stage where she's kind of learning new things and becoming more of a little human every day. So we're having a blast. She just started enjoying like hugs and cuddles, which is fun for me because you know, as a dad with a little girl, the beginning couple months, she just needs mom all the time. So now she wants daddy. And so that's fun.
Oh, that's so awesome. Cool. Very cool, man. Awesome time in your life. And obviously, how is your beautiful wife?
Taylor is amazing. Super mom. And she's doing great. And we have her side of the family, her parents and her sister in town visiting for Presley's. I'm feeling like it's going to be a birthday month like the rest of the girls in the family do.
Right.
So we got the family here. Taylor's doing great. And we've just been enjoying some more family time like we haven't had enough during COVID.
Right. Absolutely. Well, the song Lady, absolutely phenomenal. Like I always tell you, it's very manipulative how you somehow wrote a love song to your daughter and your wife at the same time, but that's what makes you great. And
I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly. Yeah. So here's what I am talking about. Let's get down to it. All right. This gentleman here, I have a loose connection to him because one of my good friends played baseball with him. Now, we're both kind of from the same town, like maybe, what, 20 minutes from each other, Irvine to Anaheim?
Yeah, pretty close.
Okay, so pretty close. Now, I will tell you that Brett Young grew up maybe less than 10 minutes away from Angel Stadium.
Okay.
All right? Then I hear this clip. Listen to this, Brett.
I think we're the team to beat this year, but I don't think there are any guarantees, but I do think that we're the front runner, and it feels good to be in that position, but it's also a little scary. So I got my Dodgers taking this one, but we'll see what happens. You never know.
I got my Dodgers taking this one. Okay, now... I do know that I believe it's your grandfather and you that shared the love for the Dodgers. Was that what it was?
No, it's actually my dad.
It's your dad.
My dad has been a Dodgers fan since he was 9 years old. I mean, back when he hated the commentators on TV, so he'd watch the game on TV muted and listen to it on the radio. I mean, he was serious about it.
Wait a minute. That's another issue for me. Vince Scully?
Well, back in the day, I don't know if you remember Ross Porter, if you remember that.
Yeah.
But he always wanted to listen to Ross Porter, and there was a he never had a problem with Vinny, but the color guy. The color commentator was like a little much for him. I think he felt like they talked too much or something. I don't remember what it was.
Okay, so there's the connection. I get it.
Right.
I had that with my grandfather. But the same thing is I can't figure out why there's no Angels connection right here.
So I'm an Angels fan just because I did grow up so close to Angel Stadium. And my Little League team, you know, our opening day, we would go walk around the warning track before an Angel game every year and stuff. It's just that if they play each other, I root for the Dodgers. I'm just a bigger Dodgers fan.
Well,
we got an issue with
now,
that.
Here, yeah, we got an issue. Obviously, we're rooting for the Rays. Brett Young on the phone right now. He's been openly repping the Dodgers. He wears an L.A. hat a lot. His album was called Ticket to L.A., for crying out loud. I get it, and I get the father-son bond. But here's the kicker. In 1999, you were a pre-draft selection by the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah, but they obviously I didn't go there because they didn't offer enough money.
So maybe about the love of the game, Brett.
Maybe I'm a little bitter.
Oh man,
the Tampa Bay Rays are still the lowest salaried.
You know we don't pay here. Come on.
I actually looked that up last night. I think your current roster payroll is like 280.
It's $28 million, the whole team. Mookie Betts and Clayton Kershaw make more than the entire Rays team in 1 year.
I know. You guys, what you've been able to do with that low of a roster payroll is crazy.
Well, that's the thing, though, Brad. It's not about the money. It's about the love of the game when it comes down to it. You know, I'm just telling you right now, you can make that money up. So I just was so shocked to hear the pre-draft selection, every kid's dream coming out of high school. You know, you're like, man, a pro team wants me. And then now you turn your back on us this many years later.
Hey, it's not turning my back on you. It's maintaining loyalty to my team from day one.
I like
now,
it.
He may be saying, well, JR, you're bandwagon because you're from Orange County. But
you
I would
are bandwagon.
Say, I would say I'm sticking with the American League.
I wasn't going to say it, but I was thinking it.
All right, so we want to lay down a bet with you.
He picked up that Rays baseball cap last night at the store, by the way.
Well, hey, American League. So here's the deal. I want to make a little bet with you, and we'll see if you're up for this.
Oh, boy.
All right, so game three is tonight. Series tied 1-1. I'm just excited for a great series.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, the bet is this, all right? I feel like if the Dodgers win, we got to take care of Presley. Okay, so I'd be willing to get her a baby World Series Dodgers jersey if you guys win the series.
Okay.
Now, you, on the other hand, if you lose, I would like a parody song, now just one verse and the chorus, to Mercy, a parody of Mercy, asking the city of Tampa Bay that once drafted you in 99 to forgive you for not sticking with them.
Okay, one little caveat.
Go ahead.
You have to write the parody and I'll sing it.
Ooh. Oh. I can do that. I can do that.
All right.
Well, you're going to let JR write a song for you and yeah. sing it? Oh,
listen,
you really want to think about this one for a minute.
I know. I need to be able to blame somebody when it's bad.
Yeah, there you go. Well,
you picked the right person, my friend.
So, but here's the thing, though. You heard that clip that you just played back.
Correct.
I don't think I need to say this. I'm sure you guys are all thinking it, but I pretty much did call it. When this is all said and done, and Presley has her jersey, her World Series jersey, I'll be able to say, told you so last time we talked.
All right. And that's fair.
Yeah.
And that is fair. All right. Everything is on record. We'll reconvene after the World Series. And we've heard your explanations. I don't know if I'm buying them all. But we will hold you to your bet. You hold us to it. And it'll be a good time. All right, Brett?
I love it. And like you said, this is a fun series so far. And hopefully, no matter what happens, they continue to score a bunch of runs and make it exciting for us. It's been fun.
And may the best team win.
There you go. Can I just hear you say go Rays one time?
Nah, we'll see who wins first.
Oh, boy.
I love it. It's a new artist right there, but Luke Combs. Better Together. 95 QIK.
Really?
Guy's crushing it on every song he puts out. How about an I Feel Good story right now? JR, Lana, Kevin here, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Lana, talk to me.
Well, we love our firefighters on this show. Today is First Responder yes. Friday. And this story comes to us from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. An 83-year-old Army veteran. His name was Prince Pinkney. Him and his wife,
Wait,
Rebecca.
Hold on. Back up.
Pinkney.
No, I was more focused on the first name.
Prince.
That's pretty cool.
I know.
I don't know anybody named Prince.
I know. He and his wife, Rebecca, they were doing some yard work when he started feeling very ill. So a neighbor saw Rebecca struggling to try to help her husband, so they called for help. The fire rescue crew showed up. Firefighters and paramedics were able to treat Prince for heat exhaustion, but their work was not done yet. When members of the crew were done with their shifts, they came back and they came back to Prince's house and, of course, finished all their yard work, were pulling all the leaves, doing the lawn work and all that stuff. I mean, how awesome are those guys?
They serve a 24-hour shift. They come back and serve another guy. That's really, really neat.
They said they were so inspired by this man just to come back, and they wanted to do something nice. But they probably, like you said, no sleep, working all night, running calls all night. And then, hey, let's just go do some yard work for this guy. But what a generous thing to do. So
hopefully they use the fire hose. To, water the grass.
That's a great idea.
Jaws of life.
I like that.
Jaws of life to trim the hedges. That's everything. Really got some things done around there, Chop down a tree maybe with one of their axes. That's awesome, though. Hats off to them. And again, like you said, it is First Responder Friday. We always like to honor people in our community. So if you want to nominate someone, you can. 995QIK.com. Thank you, Lana, for that story. Here is Luke Bryan. It is Friday. How about a margarita? You down?
Yeah.
All right. Blender's ready. One margarita. 995 QYK. I'm bummed we missed our farewell tour and every other concert. You know what I'm saying? Hey, what's up, Lana? How are you?
Good.
It's 995 QYK. I'm looking at you. Bummed out. All right, here we go. Training in Tampa Bay. Well, we have myself. I believe Lana's there. We have the 22-year veteran, ACM CMA winner, Jesuit High School graduate, USF graduate, and a former body double for Keith Urban. I don't know if you knew this. Yeah, a lot of his old music videos, you will see Kevin. It's actually his abs, his shoulders, and his biceps.
And him playing the guitar, huh?
Good, because I'm glad you didn't compare the heights, because I'm much taller than him.
Oh, yes, you are. Yeah.
He has better hair, though, let's be honest.
No question about it.
Yes, but he does skip leg day, and you do not, my friend.
Possible. Game 3 of the World Series is tonight between the Rays and the Dodgers, and the series tied at one game apiece. The game is at 8:08 on Fox. We talked to Brett Young this morning, and he's a Los Angeles Dodgers fan. He is very proud of it, and we made a bet with him this morning. So if the Rays win, he will record a parody song of his song, Mercy, which JR will write. That's
yes.
Brett was like, I'll do it if JR writes it. You said yes.
Obviously, I accomplished songwriter myself.
Right.
With the Rays song that I sang earlier this week.
No, it's just because he has a one-year-old and he doesn't have time.
Also true.
It's true. So if the Dodgers win, they won't. We will buy his daughter, Brett's daughter, Presley, who's just turned one this week. Yes.
The reason for this is we went for the Bursius. He was drafted by the Rays.
Yes, he was.
And now has turned his back on the community.
Yes, he has.
So he will be begging for forgiveness once we win.
And he told us in the interview why he didn't take the Rays position.
Well, he was out of high school. They're not going to offer you a lot of money, especially he wasn't a first rounder. But we won't go into that. Go ahead.
So if the Dodgers win, we will buy his one-year-old daughter, Presley, a Dodgers World Series jersey. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers were supposed to play on Sunday Night Football this Sunday against the Raiders, but because of uncertainty surrounding the positive coronavirus test of a Raiders offensive lineman, all of them have had to go into quarantine over it. So the NFL said they're going to replace the Sunday night game. So they're actually is a Sunday night game, because if the Raiders Bucks move, they can move the game without it hurting Sunday Night Football now. So the game is now at 4:05 on Sunday.
Which is good news.
I
right,
see.
100%, and it's on Fox. So all you have to do is leave at 4 o'clock, put your TV on Fox, and you leave it till midnight, because you have the Buccaneers and the Rays right afterward.
Woo!
So that's what's going to happen.
So what they're saying is there's still a slight possibility that a game could get canceled.
There's a possibility if they have more positivity on the Raiders team, yes. That's why they wanted to make sure that they could move it, because it wouldn't hurt Sunday night football.
Gotcha. Weird. A team based in Vegas found coronavirus. Weird.
College football this weekend includes USF versus Tulsa, 7:10 tonight at Raymond James Stadium. You can also watch the game on ESPN. Florida State plays at Louisville at noon on Fox Sports Florida. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg is happening this weekend in downtown St. Pete. Racing is happening all weekend, but the actual IndyCar race is Sunday at 2:30. And if you're not going to the race, you can watch it on NBC. And finally, First Night St. Pete, which is a family-friendly New Year's Eve party held in downtown St. Pete, will be a virtual 3-hour event this year. There, they will still be selling buttons, which is what you would need to get into a concert and other events. And the sales of those buttons will support the charitable organization. And you can get more info on our 99.5 QYK Facebook page.
Now, this is New Year's Eve.
Yes. Yeah, it's a New Year's Eve party.
Can you imagine how excited people are going to be for it to be 2021?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It could be one of the biggest celebrations ever. I mean, it's just going to be 3, 2, 1. Let's move on, people.
Yes.
That's true. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir. Go Bulls, go Bucks, and go Rays tonight in Game 3.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.